Hi guys, what's up? This is Sharon Lee Sabatha, and I want to give you a fair warning. The podcast you're about to listen to is really amazing. The content is so good. Our guest, Mike Fallad, if you're an entrepreneur or you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, he will totally motivate you. But I have to warn you, you have to forgive me. I sound not so great on my end. My microphone has some feedback. But I decided to keep this episode and not redo it and not even edit it because Mike's words of wisdom and encouragement were so awesome. And also my special edition co-host, Leo Phoenix, did an incredible job. So we know we have a very forgiving audience and we appreciate you listening and being here for us. So if you can get past the feedback on my end, we will have a great time listening to this podcast. Thanks for being here, guys. Take care. Peace out. Hey.
I'm here.
Wood's on.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm waiting for our awesome guest, Mike Fallad. He should be joining here shortly. We're coming to you live from Market Square Towers.
Tower.
Sky.
Sky.
It's beautiful here.
Houston, Texas.
Oh yeah, Houston, Texas. And we're not wearing our mask.
Not in here.
Sorry, I had to throw that in. Yeah. So I had to do that. So, welcome to Middle Finger Happiness podcast. Work hard, live well, don't fuck with me. I still hear this echo, so I'm going to have to roll with it. If you're new to the podcast, it is all about the struggle, the comeback story, and how you keep pushing forward through hard times and reach for that personal success.
You know, this is kind of weird. But we're going to have to get adjusted to this.
I know, because we're not in our studio with the mics and the headset. We're like, just here.
But it's going to be fun.
It'll be fun. Oh, yeah, it'll be fun. Look who just joined us.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, Mike. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
It took me a little bit of time to jump in there. I apologize. There was a browser setting that said I needed to give you guys permission to access my phone. So sorry about that. I'm a little bit technically declined when it comes to my mobile phone at this moment.
Oh, join the club. And it's being recorded as we speak. So
great.
No editing. People love to hear all the bloopers. The little fuck ups. So we have a great guest on Friday, March 5th. Thank you for joining us. We have none other than Mike Fallad, a friend of mine who is an entrepreneur, investor, founder of Dream Starters Publishing, editor for Rockstar's Dream Magazine, which runs next to Maxim. And one of the reasons I have a tattoo on my arm is because of Mike.
Wow.
That's the greatest intro that anybody's ever given me, and I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. So yeah,
that's super cool. A tattoo,
and the tattoo says started from zero, and that's one of your books. We'll talk about that, but let's circle back around. Mike, tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so you kind of nailed it there. Basically, I started writing books about 5-6 years ago. I've been an entrepreneur since 2008. Got into real estate properties and investments and startup businesses. I failed miserably. One finally took off, and it was a dog product service. I'm a dog fanatic, so I created a business that was very similar to BarkBox. I'm sure you guys have heard of BarkBox, right?
Yeah.
So I created a BarkBox, but it was on a much bigger scale, and it made me some money. So I realized, wow, I could actually make money by doing something that I love. Let me put that down in a book. And I wrote a book called Dream Starter in 2015. And this is while I was doing it part-time. I was running this dog product service called Doggy Surprise part-time. And I was still a corporate employee at this time also. And whenever I was thinking, oh man, I can't wait to become an author and start to, run my business more full-time. So let me start to make some moves with my corporate employment. And it became a real nightmare. My employer tried to make my life pure hell. And that's when I escaped the corporate world and went all in on entrepreneurship. I really pushed the book. It became an Amazon bestseller. And all of a sudden, people started coming to me saying, hey, how do you start businesses? And how did you write your book? And so I combined the two and I said, hey, I'll just write the book for you. Created a ghostwriting process where we simplified it and helped people write books in a very short amount of time. And since then, we've done about 220 books out there, and they've all become Amazon bestsellers. And it sounds really difficult to do, but once you know the game, you can do it multiple times. And then all of a sudden, that spun off into other businesses, because when you work with entrepreneurs, guess what they have? Many ideas, many cool resources, and an awesome network. So all of a sudden, your ideas kind of mold with theirs, and like you said, it turns into a magazine. It turns into investing in a company that's called Patriot Planes, and private planes. It's just amazing what happens from a book. And going back to the tattoo there, Sharon, I'm glad you brought that up.
That's old. I mean, that's 4 or 5 years ago, right?
Yes. So that phrase was how it all began, where everybody kept saying, "What's your backstory?" And I just kept saying, "Well, I started from zero and built this company and worked with, X amount of clients." And like, whoa, I love that phrase. So I'm like, ooh, I like that. Here's what I'll do. If you get the tattoo, by the way, if you guys get the tattoo of started from zero, I'll do a book for you guys half off. So it's sort of like a marketing trick in the beginning. So a bunch of people got the phrase started from zero put on their body because they built a company from nothing. And so they wanted it on their body. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to reward you. I'll give you a book half off. And they're like, okay, cool. And that's how it all really grew. So that was years ago.
That was years ago how we met on social media. And we've stayed in touch all these years. But that tattoo spoke to me, whether it was your book marketing, idea. I was going to get a tattoo like that.
And I love it.
And I get a lot of questions on that, and it's a conversation starter. And Leo, you have some tat.
I got a few. Yeah, and I just kind of want to interject here because I'm listening to your story, Mike, and I think it's amazing. And I guess my question to you is, at what point? And you made a point earlier that you ran into a lot of brick walls. At what point did you run into one of these brick walls and said, I got to continue? Because those are key points in a lot of these startup businesses. And, me meeting up with the Stanleys of the world, the Tim Bradstreets, the Todd McFarlanes, they all have one thing in common, they never quit. But all those guys met the same kind of demise at some point and decided to continue on and break through. At what point did you say, I'm going to continue? Or it was almost a deciding point to where, maybe I need to stop and find something else? Because that's my interesting point, because a lot of the people that have been successful have run into that, and they continued with their journey, into the business world and been made them successful.
Thanks for bringing that up, man. And you're right. Every person that I get to interview also says there is that defining moment. And if there is one moment, I think there's actually many, but if there's one moment, I still remember. So I had this house. I had a $1,500 mortgage payment because I got in at $0, and I had it was a rental property. But whenever I became my own boss and started a business, I actually got rid of them from the property and started to run my business as in my house. So I was in this old house by myself. And no money was coming in.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to survive? How am I going to eat and all this stuff? So I remember tapping in all my credit cards. They're all tapped out. And I'm starting this book business. So I went all in on the book business and I let go of the dog product service. So I'm sitting there and no clients are calling me anymore. Like it's dead in the water. And what happens is I turn off my heat. So this is in the wintertime. I can't afford heat bill because it was a pretty big house.
Wow. And let's interject there. You're in Pennsylvania, so it's freaking cold.
Yep, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the North Hills of Pennsylvania. It's an old house. It's a 19.
Not Texas cold. This is Pennsylvania.
Good point. Good point. Yes. So it's 1905 house. It's an old house. All right. I shut off the heat, and all of a sudden, you know, your pipes start freezing. So I'm in there, and I shut down all the rooms. Like, there's no way I'm going in there because it's freezing cold. There's actually three levels to the house. I shut off everything, and I'm sitting in this little office in the very top floor, and I have a space heater. Pipes are breaking, so I'm out of water. Okay, so there's no water to the building anymore. It's actually no water whatsoever. I shut off the heat, so there's that. So now I'm thinking to myself, what do I got to do? Okay, well, now I got to start to heat the pipes enough to use the toilet. So I have to go get buckets of water to fill up the toilet. I'm going to brush my teeth with water bottles, and I'm going to shower at the gym. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, I got that. But now this goes on for two more weeks. I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I remember kneeling down and looking at the cross in my bedroom, which was still like 30 degrees, by the way, in my bedroom. And I remember looking across, I'm like, God, please, am I supposed to be doing this? I'm trying, I'm making connections online. What am I doing wrong? I know I feel like this. Please, like, send me a sign that I'm supposed to be on this. That night, I went over my parents to eat dinner, because that's all I could do. I went over my parents, and I got a call from a guy who said, hey, man, I saw your posting online. I'm ready for a book. Where do I send the money? And I'm like, what? It was that night. Woo. I swear to God, it was that night. And I'm like, oh my God, we got some wind in us. We got this. There is something here. So I do that. 2 days later, another guy calls me up. Hey man, looks like you turned a guy into a bestseller before. You know what? Can you do that for me? And he was this multimillionaire from New York. I said, listen, I'll just do it for free for you. Okay. So this is where my philosophy started to change. I'm just going to do it for free. You know, what the hell? I'll just start giving stuff away and see if they start to talk about me. Turn him into a bestseller, you know, without even meeting him in person. And all of a sudden he starts sharing me with 5, 6, 7 different people overnight within days. And it just grew from there. Now there's many rocky parts of starting a business, but if there's one specific moment, it was there with no water, no heat, no clients coming in, and just having that one little like prayer to God, like, listen, is this going to work? Am I on the right path? Because it feels right. I think I know what I'm doing. And it just like was sort of like a sign, like, hey, all right, keep doing what you're doing. And then from there on out, it was like, I wasn't afraid anymore. I knew that there was something that was maybe protecting me, or I was finally on my right path in life. Maybe it was a test. I had to stay with it long enough.
Man,
that's that comeback story that we love.
That's pretty amazing, man, because you know what? I can really, really relate to that story, because I've been there exactly to what you just said. It was just the other night I was driving around. I did the exact same thing. You know, I was asking for a certain thing. I just looked up and I said, look, God, just send me a sign. You know, just send me something. And then you sit back and you wait, and you have to trust in that faith. And then not only does it come to the faith, but it comes to your faith in what you're doing. So it all correlates.
Right. And then always putting into action the sign. Once you get the sign, you're like, okay, this is your sign. What's the next move?
Yes.
And what's the next move?
Exactly.
And what's the next move? And so, yeah. Wow, Mike, thanks for sharing.
I could definitely relate. Yeah, that's an amazing story, man, because I feel exactly where you're coming from with
Leo,
that.
Leo, that's fantastic.
That's awesome.
You said that. It's basically, you got to have faith in, you know, that you're on the right path, your faith in yourself, faith that there is a purpose, faith there is like a, you know, somebody up there or something up there that's, you know, you're not here alone. And you know what you're doing as an entrepreneur. And I don't know how many listeners out there, Sharon, maybe you could tell me how many people you think are listening. Is there a percentage that they're entrepreneurs or who want to become entrepreneurs? But there is a faith in something that nobody else can see, and maybe only you can see. And that takes a lot. It takes a lot of courage, because you don't know when the next dollar is coming through. There's faith that has to be there, that in the invisible, if you will.
And you know, since we're on this topic, give us your maybe two tips for someone who is listening, because I do have a lot of entrepreneurs, what would be a tip for someone who's like, dude, I have no more faith. I don't know what else I can do.
So, you mean to get faith or for where they're beginning?
No, just to keep pushing through, because sometimes we have that, even though we have a lot of faith, and we keep pushing, but we don't get the sign. You know, any advice for that entrepreneur that's going through that?
I think it comes down to, maybe it's the vision of, you know, who you see yourself when it's all said and done. And if there's anything that I could tell people, is that one of the things that kept me pushing through, and this probably goes back to 2010, 2011, but I wrote my dream obituary, and I said to myself, okay, whenever I'm dead and I'm in the casket, and how am I going to be remembered? And so I wrote that down, and it was all about, like, hey, I helped a lot of people start businesses, and, you know, I had a family who respected me, and I created a life of wealth that was able to share with many people. And, you know, I stood for a person who has purpose. And so I wrote all that down, and I thought to myself, where am I at now? And I was like, oh, I'm a corporate employee who hates his life. I'm doing all this stuff that I hate. I don't like who I am. I have no backbone. I'm afraid to say what I really believe. And I'm like, that's who I am now. I will risk everything in my life to become this hero of mine, this person that has this dream obituary. So if you are very clear on where you're going and you're clear of where you're at now, I mean, how similar are those two people? And if it's very different, then what are you willing to give up or risk to get to that next level? So I think that once you're clear on, like, hey, I had my bills paid. I was making $60,000 a year. I was living an okay life. I had a nice apartment, but I'm not happy. And if I were to die today, I feel like I was a failure. So to me, knowing that I am on the right path is in, like, man, I'm really searching for that next mission, that next business, that next idea. It was worth it to me, as compared to maybe being comfortable. And I felt like I was getting old at 27 years old. How funny is it? I'm 36 now. I feel younger now than I did then. Because, you know, when your soul doesn't line up with maybe the who you really want to become, like, there is that mismatch. And I think that you're willing to know what you're willing to – you know what you're willing to do to get to that next level, I think. So if that gives you any kind of sign of who I am, I think that might help you guys that to get the courage.
Absolutely.
To get that courage, maybe you just gotta know where you are now and who you want to become.
I think it's almost, because I listened to everything, I was taking notes while you were speaking. It's reverse engineering. When you have that dream obituary, it's like, start with the end and then go back.
Yes.
That's all it is. It's reverse engineering. It's like, what is your legacy? What are you going to leave behind? So what are you going to do today? Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. That makes sense.
Well, one of the things I love about Mike is online, you're yourself. And in the phone call right now, in the interview, so for those people who have those personas online that aren't real, and then in person, they're different. I see there's a lack of success. So to own that, you have to own who you are.
100%. 100%, Sharon. You're the same person.
Yeah, if it...
You were saying something?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I completely agree with you on that. I mean, if me personally, if it wasn't for the necessity of the online stuff, I would do the online thing. I like the person to person. I like to look at you in the eye. I like to see who I am. I like for you to see who I am personally, as opposed to this person behind this Instagram or this Facebook, which, you know, those are tools. But a lot of people take that to be fact, and it ends up being just a perception of who you are. not reality, but you know, for like a guy like you, Mike, I mean, I could already tell that you're the genuine article, and maybe one day we could hang out, man, because I would love to have a conversation with you face to face.
I would love that. Oh my God. We'd have to meet somewhere. There's about 15 people that I know. I would love to meet in person that I've become friends with over the internet that I've never met in person. And I would just say, look, let's just all meet in Vegas. or somewhere. I don't know. And just have this person to person.
Right on.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What you just said there is, you know, it's so important to be the same person. Now, here's why. I think that the society is seeing social media as this fake. You put on the good filters, you put on the good lighting, you have the good audio, then they meet you in person and there's nothing special. There's, you know, maybe you kind of put on this facade, you lose that prestige. Now, what I've seen are the people who I want to be around and the real deal, genuine articles. And I can't believe you said that phrase. That's awesome. Thank you very much for that. But the real deal, genuine articles, they're the same people. There is no fake feel to it. It's real. And maybe they don't have as many likes, or they don't have as many comments, or maybe they don't have as many followers. But guess what? The people I've met who are the real deal millionaires, that stuff doesn't even, they don't care about that stuff.
It's not needed. Because they're doing their own thing. It's just not needed.
That's it.
I get it. So I'm going to switch gears. I would like to know, let our listeners know, what is your next project that you're working on? Want to share?
Well, there's actually a couple things that are in the works. My group called Mike's Inner Circle, if you guys go to that, it's mikesinnercircle.com. It's about creating opportunities, alliances, and the right information. Connecting you with people that I've worked with and I trust. I mean, we worked with over 220 entrepreneurs, probably 20 to 30% are multimillionaires. So my goal is to connect people with those high caliber individuals. And if you see my website and what I stand for, you'll know if you think like me or you don't. You'll know. I make it very clear because going back to a couple lessons we talked about, you need to be around your tribe. If your tribe is full of people who don't think like you, guess what? You don't have a tribe. You have people who are lost, and there is no strength in that. You are only as strong as your circle. So Mike's Inner Circle is my main baby right now, outside of Dream Starters Publishing. And so the other part of it is we're putting together this thing called Patriot Planes. You know that there's all kinds of craziness happening with people flying and whether they need certain testing and all that, and their freedoms are being taken away. So we're working with some planes, private plane companies, to help them fly wherever, whenever in the United States without having all those crazy restrictions on them. So there's those two projects. Dream Starters Publishing is really taking off. We're not only doing the book creation, but we're doing the book fulfillment. And it's amazing when you start to work with great people. They said, hey, I want to partner up with you. I'll build funnels for all your clients and I'll build the book fulfillment process for them. So we're kind of scaling those things right now. Rockstar's Dream Magazine, which you're a writer for a couple of the issues.
Yes. Yes, I'm so excited about that.
Our fifth issue is coming out here in about a week and a half. And unfortunately, you're not in that one, but we're getting you back into the sixth one.
I know. It's been a lot going on. But was it Christmas? Here we are in March.
Yeah.
Shoot, this year's flying by.
So those are the couple of things. And then the other part of it is I'm a big believer in having your money work for you. So we teamed up with a guy named Chris Rude. We're helping some of these Mike's Inner Circle members out to invest in mobile home parks. With everything that's happening in this world, you're going to start to see a lot of money being pushed towards affordable housing. And that's what Chris Rude, if anybody's out there looking to invest, there's a guy I recommend you look up. Just start following him online, Chris Rude. He's one of the top mobile home investors in the country, but especially on the East Coast.
Awesome. Well, I know there's a big trend for that in South Texas with the oil and gas, and now with Elon Musk opening up in Brownsville, Texas. We have family down there, and that land, people are buying it and putting mobile homes down there. Quickly.
It's way to go. It's a way to go for sure.
Mike, where can people follow you? Where can they follow your social media handles?
Yeah, the best place by far is Instagram. That's my baby. I love it. That's my pure personality. You can get the clearest snapshot of who people are at their soul. So at the Dream Starter, in Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, which is at Mike Fallett with F-A-L-L-A-T. Or you just go to MikeCenterCircle.com. You'll see a bunch of ways to get a hold of me, whether it's a phone number or an email.
Any questions?
And that's probably the best way. If you're ever looking to write a book or anything, the company I own is called DreamStartersPublishing.com. And yeah, you'll get a snapshot of some of the things that we can maybe do for you if you're looking to create that story and use it as your competitive advantage.
Well, you know, it's funny. Both of us are. Me and Leo are both authors.
No, nice, Leo. I know yours. Is Middle Finger Happiness, Sharon, right?
Middle Finger Happiness. Work hard, live well, don't fuck with me. That title, classic. but you know what? It's really about overcoming being raised by an abusive narcissist parent, my mom, cutting her off permanently, and then rebuilding my life and just going forward and empowering other people who have been made to feel like failures in their attempts to find themselves. So the book is funny, a little sad, but mostly funny, because if you can't laugh at your own shit in life, you're going to struggle. So that's Middle Finger Happiness. And then the other two, the Little Book of Startup Inspiration, 20 Lessons the Hard Way, Damn It, from the Most Outrageous Year of Entrepreneur Life. And It's a New Day, Don't Be a Shithead. I love
everything you put out. I love what you stand for. And I swear to God, real recognizes real. Genuine recognizes genuine. I just love it, Sharon.
It does. And then Leo is super brilliant. Tell him what you do.
You know, it's funny because your company has the word dream in it. And that keeps on spiking with me because the books that I have, it's called Lucy's Dream. It's a book series.
Nice.
And it's a Chulus book series. I was lucky enough to, be in LA before this COVID stuff, I think 2016 on up. And was down there networking, doing the shows and whatever. And the Stanley's Kids Universe were interested. They flew me back. We met with those guys. They gave me some pointers. Nothing happened, but they gave me the credibility to give me 3 hours in Beverly Hills. So we sat there and threw some stuff around. A year later, I went back. There was more interest. Nothing happened, but they kept giving me the credibility. So right now, I'm working in developing these children's books, a comic book series. So there's a lot going on. I got a new book coming out, part of the Imagine Eternity Productions. It's going to be a darker version of my Fright series stuff, which is more for adults. But there's a lot going on, man. And I think what you got going on there with your publishing company is great. To help somebody get off the ground from where I started. I mean, for somebody that's looking to get something going, I think you're hitting it out of the ballpark.
Getting a book done does something to you. So we commend you guys for putting that stuff out there, because sometimes it is scary to have people now judge your writing or your story or your ideas, because it's a tangible form of your brain, basically. And I commend anybody who gets a book done. It's a great stuff.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a scary thing, but scary makes you feel alive.
Damn right. Good way to put that.
Is it right? Yes. Well, Mike, we are so happy you were happy to spend with us for about half an hour. And you just keep doing what you're doing, man. Amplifying your message. And we're going to put all your links out. And share your stuff on Instagram. Leo, you have any final questions?
No, like I said, I'm really interested at some point in the future to sit down and just have a conversation with you face to face, because I think, I feel the connection with just the ideology, the motivation, and the drive with who you are is who I am. And it's just about making those connections and banding together, like you said. And
Leo, I am a Leo. My birth date is August 10th. So maybe there is something there, man.
August 6th, baby.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Dude, you were born on my dad's birthday, August 10th.
I'm a Leo too.
August 10th. Wow. Very cool. August 10th is your dad's birthday, Sharon. Is that what you said?
Yeah, oh, my dad's birthday.
Come on.
It's like, ooh, yes. And yeah. I'm Scorpio. I don't know what that
yeah,
means.
Yeah, yeah. So we're both Leos, yeah. So I feel the energy right off the bat, man. I really do, and I think success breeds success.
Damn straight, momentum, man. It's if you get around the right people, people who have the same energies, it's amazing what you can accomplish. So anytime, let's do a Zoom call or meet face to face, phone call, whatever, Leo.
Let's do that. Awesome. All right, guys.
We'll do it, man. We'll absolutely do it.
I think we're about to wrap up. Unfortunately, my phone is at 20%, and we're doing this call with a mic on the phone. But anyway, Mike, it's been a super awesome opportunity to chat with you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. And if you guys have any questions for me out there listening to this, feel free to reach out to me anytime. If you're a part of Sharon's tribe, you're part of my tribe. Whatever we can do.
Thank you, Mike. One more time, you can find Mike at Dreamstarters Publishing, Mike'sInnerCircle.com, Mike Ballett on Facebook, and on Instagram.
At The Dream Starter.
At The Dream Starter. All right, dude. You keep on keeping on. So excited for all your success.
You got it. Thanks so much, Sharon. Thanks, Leo.
You're welcome. Take care.
Take care,
Mike.